Every Thursday, we visit with Dr. Frank Bowling at the Bowling Chiropractic Center. We call this segment Creating Wellness. Dr. Bowling is back with us. What do you got on your mind this week, sir?
Well, sir, I thought that maybe we would go back to a subject that I've discussed a number of times, and that is working on pregnant women and newborn babies. I don't know if we'll have time for both, but I had a couple of patients just this past week that kind of led me to revisit this topic. I had an Amish lady in last Wednesday. She was 40 and a half weeks pregnant. So
wow.
that's a little bit over full term, which a lot of times doctors don't want them to go to 40 weeks. They want to induce them at about 39 weeks or whatever. I'm not sure. I'm not an obstetrician. I don't know the rationale behind that, but anyway, the lady came in. She was ready. You know, she thought that baby was ready, and I do quite a bit of work with pregnant women, and a lot of it I learned through the ICPA, International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. So I'm very comfortable with it, and so the foundation of chiropractic work with pregnant women is something called the Webster technique, and it's a little bit more than just adjusting the spine. Once you of course I've got that special table where I can release a lever and the section in the middle drops down and the belly will fit right in there, so the woman can lay on her stomach, and it's about the only time that a very pregnant woman can lie on their stomach. So I do that. I adjust the spine, then I turn them over and put them on their back, and I ask them to find their belly button for me, which they do, and then I find the front of the pelvis there, the hip bone on the side, and I kind of draw an imaginary line between the belly button and that front point of the hip bone. It's called the anterior superior iliac spine. So if you go about halfway between those two points and make a contact there with your thumb, that in that area is something called the round ligament. And so I'll make a bilateral contact there, both left and right, and I'll just kind of feel for whether those are balanced or not. And very often they are not balanced. One side will be a lot tighter than the other side. And so I will hold the contact on the tight side, and eventually it will relax and loosen up. And so what that means is very often the baby is bound up in there. They're stuck. They're wanting to go make a dive down and be born, but they're stuck in there. And sometimes that causes them to be in what's called a breech position, where their feet down, or sometimes they're just stuck. So anyway, I just did this on this lady. It was in the afternoon she was in there. Well, she went home, and within a fairly short time, within a period of just a few hours, she went into labor. And she'd had her other two children at home, and she had this one at home. But she went into labor, about 6 hours of labor, only about the last 2 hours were hard labor, and she had that baby. So did what I do trigger that, or was it just time? You know, there's no way of knowing for sure, but I've had those kinds of results many times. So I'm very comfortable with working with pregnant women. Again, I'm not an obstetrician, a gynecologist, or anything like that, but we had a good result there. And so I posted this on social media, and I got about 100 likes on it. People really liked that story. And one of the people that saw it was another patient of mine who is also pregnant, and she was in yesterday, and she's at 38 weeks. Well,
wow.
She's ready, you know. I mean, she wanted me to push a magic button on her as well. So I did work on her, but honestly, I just don't know that. I mean, she may have had the baby last night. I don't know, but I don't really feel like I didn't feel a lot of imbalance in there. You know, I don't think that baby might not quite be fully cooked, you know. And so even though maybe she's ready, maybe the baby is not. And so, you know, I just do what I do. And very often we wind up with a good result. But that one, the other lady, that was not the first time that I've had women come in who are past due, and I work on them, and they will go into labor fairly quickly and have that baby. So kind of a neat story.
There's nothing, I mean, there's no one you can't see. I mean, there's...
Oh, no, no.
Seniors to newborns,
yep,
to pregnant,
yep,
women. I mean,
well, a lot of times a pregnant woman thinks, you know, I can't go to the chiropractor, I'm pregnant. Well, it's just the opposite. They need it more than anybody, because that's a lot of extra weight in the front there, and they're not accustomed to that. It throws their whole mechanics off. Plus, the body releases these hormones that loosen up the joints so that the pelvis can come apart so they can have the baby, and that creates a lot of instability, particularly in the sacroiliac joints. and they'll have pain. They'll have low back pain, right or left sacroiliac pain, and I can address that. I can help it. So a lot of pregnant women swear by a chiropractic.
Fascinating stuff. Dr. Frank Bowling is at the Bowling Chiropractic Center. It's only $20 for every adjustment. No catches, no gimmicks. $20 every single day. You've got nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you, sir?
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.